Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning. I'm CASM Radio Farm Director Joel Gill. Your report brought to you by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service, located right off I-94 in Avon. We have Darren Johnson, president of the Minnesota Soybean Growers Association, joining us and recapping a very busy couple days in San Antonio, Texas last week for Commodity Classic.
It was a fantastic show down there last week, Joe. I think they actually set record attendance again. I think it ended up being like 12,300 or 12,400. So record attendance. The weather was fantastic, and it's always great to get farmer leaders together and have a lot of really good discussion about what's happening now and looking forward into the future. You know, especially. You know, with the farm bill still on the docket, and as you know, the House just voted on it, and the House has had their markup down there, and we'll see what happens with the Senate. I'm hearing that that their markup is going to be somewhat similar, but there's going to be some language that is going to be probably somewhat controversial. And we'll see what happens with it in the Senate, but we'll be waiting for that and see what happens with that as it moves forward.
I'm glad you brought that up, because it seems like you would think, okay, the path is kind of set or clear to move ahead, but like you kind of referenced, there's going to be a few hurdles in the way yet.
Yeah, unfortunately, we know that there's going to be a few hurdles there. You know, you hope that usually, you know, looking back historically, Farm Bill has had a lot of bipartisan support. Looking back on the last few years, as we tried to push this thing through, we just haven't had that. And we know that the nutrition portion of the SNAP is going to be there's going to be a piece of that that's going to be rather difficult for them to come together on. But you hope that they're able to collaborate and work across the aisle and finally get this thing finished up.
Darren, from a policy standpoint at Commodity Classic, was there more popular topics or discussion over others during the few days?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so for us at our ASA, so our resolution meeting, which it's always fantastic to see the farmer leaders get together at that level, because I've had the opportunity to look at it all the way, you know, with the grassroots organization that we are, you know, see it all the way from the county level and see these resolutions come up from the county level and end up at the Commodity Classic, and ultimately that document is what we, you know, that's the final vet, us vetting it before we hand it off to our lobbyists and our farmer leaders that are going to use that as direction in Washington, D.C., and then, you know, also for us in St. Paul as well. But some of the discussion that we did have was around AI. We talked a fair amount about AI and, you know, the data, and I guess the engine that backs AI, and making sure that all the data that is getting pulled out of AI and used is accurate and science-based, especially if it's used in any type of research or potentially being used against agriculture. Lots of discussion around that space, and of course, drones. As drones are becoming more used in agriculture, that space, you know, especially talking about the airspace, and also about products that we are able to use and apply, that was a big topic of discussion. And then H-2A workers also. It was something that was discussed as well, especially with everything that's been going on in the last couple months in the state of Minnesota and throughout the U.S., and making sure that we're able to keep a labor force available for the ag industry.
Darren, when you mention like AI and technology, can you maybe share from your personal perspective how do you confront it? I know some out there are still leery of it. Some are apprehensive of it. Some are saying it's so beneficial. It's a game changer. How do you kind of take it as a farmer and apply it to yourself?
Yeah, I think it's, definitely that technology is there and it's available, and it's, in some areas it's very beneficial when you're potentially looking for an answer for a question that you may have. But that's the part that we're concerned about, is that question that you are asking it. We want to make sure that the resources that they're using are being pulled from accurate sources, and making sure that that is that question is getting answered accurately. We just want to make sure that it's science-based and it is actually accurate, especially when there's some misnomers about about agriculture out there. So like I said, we just want to make sure that it's accurate data in the AI sources.
Darren Johnson joining us, President, Minnesota Soybean Growers Association. I know Secretary Rollins was there. Did she have any comments in support of the soybean side of things?
Yeah, so Secretary Rollins was there, and she was she's very supportive, and looking forward, especially with announcements of the role of the bridge payment, so she was that announcement was rolled out, and them dollars, the sign up is very easy, and them dollars are rolling out very quickly. So that was really a lot of the pieces that she was discussing, and for her, also one of the other topics was fertilizer and what we can do looking forward to try and manage some of these fertilizer prices, some of these input costs that have, unfortunately have been skyrocketing, and how do we look at, potentially producing more domestically, and also us, having the ability to sell more of our commodities domestically as well.
Darren, two comments between you and other farmers, too. Profitability. Obviously, there's farmers are the ever optimist here, but looking at maybe the year ahead, did you have a chance to kick the can a little bit on pricing, profitability, feelings that this year is going to be a decent year looking ahead?
Coming off this fall, looking at some of the prices and our input costs, cash flows were looking pretty negative, and they really still probably are in that negative to neutral range, with everything that's happened in the last month. Prices have moved up just a little bit where, there might be a little bit of a reprieve where we're able to potentially lock in, some break even or even start looking at some positive cash flows. So that's really kind of what we're hoping for, looking forward, and then try and hopefully manage some of these input costs and get some of them lower down throughout this next year, and hopefully be able to put a profitable year together looking ahead.
Minnesota Soybean Growers Association President Darren Johnson joining us here on CASM Radio. Your Central Minnesota Farm Report brought to you by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service.